It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Selfless Among Us, a special WBEN series of interviews and stories presented in conjunction with the West Her Automotive Group. Here's WBEN's Susan Rose.
Diana Augsburger is with me this morning. She's being recognized as Selfless Among Us for her tireless work with local veterans. Diana, you've been around sailing in Buffalo Harbor for years. You've brought your love of sailing to the Buffalo Community Boathouse. How is this program taking off with local veterans?
The Buffalo Community Boathouse started as a program for children to get them out on the water, not just to the water's edge. 3 years ago, a peer support coordinator for Veterans One Stop called me. He had some of his participants serving as deckhands on the Spirit of Buffalo, but they wanted to actually learn to sail. I run a sailing program through the Buffalo Harbor Sailing Club for adult sailing, and this person knew about that. So they called me and asked me, could I take that same kind of program and put it together for the veterans? And I did. That year, 10 people came aboard, and they just loved it so much that I tried to find a way to keep it going the following season. That January, somebody sent me an email and said in her email, are we going to be able to sail again next summer? Because last year, that program saved my life. And with that, I felt incredibly invested in making it happen. A month later, one of the participants who really shouldn't be sailing anymore or owning a boat donated his boat for the sole purpose of running a program for veterans. And with that, I had liftoff. I had a boat and I had a passion to make it happen. And that's really all it took to get it off the ground.
When someone said, you saved my life, that's pretty powerful.
Very. The program isn't restricted to veterans with PTSD, but it certainly is effective for veterans with PTSD. And if you read our website, it says we don't have a therapist on board, but sailing is well suited towards organic healing. If you've never sailed, then you wouldn't know that when you get out on the water in a sailboat, you really don't think about anything on shore at all, ever, because there's things to be done on a boat, engaging things to be done on a boat, very different from power boating, where you just turn the key and drive like you would drive a car. A sailboat needs attention. Things have to be grinded in. Things have to be steered to. Things have to be adjusted in order to keep the boat moving. So you're paying attention to the boat, and you forget everything else.
And it really gives you a sense of purpose.
100%. 100%. And, of course, anybody who goes to the water's edge knows there's just nothing more healing than being near the water, period. That's really very proven.
So how many veterans do you think you've helped since you've been bringing them out?
Yeah, at this point, we have about 30 people registered to the program. And of that, not everybody came out every week. When they register, which is, the program is 100% free. When they register, they get access to a calendar that tells them when the boat is going out, and they can register to sail whenever they want to. The boat can handle up to six people, and when it's full, it's full. So first come, first serve. It was going out, now we're pulling it out of the water next week, but it was going out on Monday nights, Tuesday afternoons, Thursday nights, and every other Saturday morning. So we had quite a schedule with varied hours, so almost anybody could participate that wanted to.
Wow, that's amazing. You're doing this, though, basically with no resources.
Correct.
I mean, are you winging this?
Well, I am sort of winging it, that's true. But I found that when people hear what I'm doing, they're trying to chip in where they can. They, you know, we get a slip over at Dale's Marine. The first year he donated that slip to me, he couldn't do it a second year, but he will give me winter storage, for example, so I don't have to pay for that. Some of the service personnel there have done electrical work on the boat for me at a greatly reduced price. I can't get gas for free, although I wish I could. But the boat was in very good condition when I got it. There were some things that needed to be done to make it better. But yeah, we're limping along.
You founded this program, but not alone.
No. No, the Buffalo Community Boathouse was put together by a small group of like-minded people that saw the value of sailing, well, specifically starting with children. For kids, it really does develop a sense of accountability, self-reliance. You put a child in a boat and they figure out how to make it move with the wind, and it's a tremendous sense of accomplishment when they do that. It's really an exercise in physics. Like, there's so much wrapped up there, and they just think they're having fun. They have no idea this is happening to them.
If people are listening to this and saying, oh my gosh, I want to help out, or I want to get involved in this, or I know someone who would be good for this program, what should they do?
Anybody can register at any time of year. We create an email list from anybody that's registered. So if you think you'd be interested for next year, go ahead and register today at buffalocommunityboathouse.org. There's a tab there that says Veterans Afloat, and the registration is very simple. It takes no less than maybe 2 or 3 minutes. We do ask for proof of service. You have to upload a document to us. Frankly, I'm the only person that sees that document, so that if there's anything on there that you don't want me to see, or you're concerned about your social security number or something like that, don't worry about it. I'm the only one who sees it. Once I get that registration, then I email the calendar out, and I will be sending out reminders and communicating across the winter so people remember us.
How does it feel, Diana, to be recognized as Selfless Among Us?
Well, I will tell you, my veterans are the heroes, and my veterans would tell you that the people that didn't come home were the heroes. And they don't generally like to talk about it. They don't want to be pointed out. Our boat is called Tango Yankee. It wasn't its originating name. We changed it. And Tango Yankee is military for thank you. And that's all they really need to hear. I feel very privileged to be able to do this for them, because they're just wonderful people, all of them.
Thank you. Diana Augsburger from Buffalo Community Boathouse is Selfless Among Us, presented by West Her Auto Group.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.